for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Loveline, coast to coast.
Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. It's Sunday. Easter Sunday.
Holiday for some people.
And Drew and I are at work. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. I was actually not sure if we were working tonight.
Same here. However, I realized how lame we were and that we would not have noticed that it was Easter and that nobody mentioned it was Easter, so we would be coming in.
Right. You know, and we do work every Easter, do we not?
I don't know.
And you're like a half Jew, half pagan, and I'm basically an atheist, so how can we claim these holidays for ourselves? I want to introduce our guest tonight, and then I got a religious story to tell. Short has to do with the Ten Commandments, which was on TV tonight. Default is the band. Well, there's producer Ann dropping off the valuable information. Danny and Dallas are both here from the band. Hello, fellas.
How you guys doing? How's it going?
Good. They're currently out with Bush. Is that true, Drew?
That's true.
Says there. And are going to join, or I don't know if they join or start the Campus Invasion tour.
Yeah, we start with Nickelback and Injected.
Is that... Is the Campus Invasion thing a couple years old, or is this the first year, or was it around like last year?
It's been going on for a little while. I think last year, Sum 41 and Saliva were on the bill, and year before that, Bush was on the bill, actually, so.
Is it a nice launching pad? I mean, not that Bush needed it as a launching pad, but Saliva and Sum 41 probably used it pretty well.
Yeah, you get a lot of FaceTime on MTV. I mean, so a lot of commercials on you and stuff like that. So
yeah, they're good good group to kiss up to, those MTV.
Yeah, it works
devils.
Well. It works well.
They help you out.
Yeah. Speaking of the devil. I was watching the Ten. I never really watched the Ten Commandments because it's Heston. It's just sort of he's preachy even when he's not.
This is his
playing Moses.
This is his cartoony preachy best.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and when he dons the beard and the sandals and the frock, look out, and the staff, you know. But the thing that's funny about the Ten Commandments and about all movies, the movie's like made in like 1955, you know, the hairstyles were 1955, and the makeup, you know, the way the women look in the Ten Commandments
right.
are basically the way the starlets looked in the 50s,
right.
which they never seem to pay any attention to.
Not even the way attractive women looked in
those
NBC,
days.
Yeah.
Right, right. So, but, you know, there's a funny scene. There's the there's the detractors, you know. Chuck Heston is Moses, and he's standing, you know, and he's you know, people are yelling, you know, he's a false prophet. You know, the angry group of Jews are yelling at him. He should be stoned. So there's a certain point where Yul Brynner and the rest of the Romans are chasing him in their chariots, and they get to the Red Sea. This is where he parts the Red Sea. But in order to hold up the guys in the chariots, he has to do the pillar of fire.
Right.
So he creates this giant pillar of fire, and that holds everybody up. All the chariots and the Romans are held up. Meanwhile, he then parts the Red Sea. But before he parts the Red Sea, there's a guy still yelling from the group, false prophet! How are we supposed to... Is he supposed to lead us into the sea? And I thought... Hey, jackass, what about the pillar of fire? That's nothing? The pillar of fire is nothing. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
They never explain that.
Yeah, it is.
That's an interesting group.
You know, yeah. What have you done for me lately? You know what I'm saying?
The pillar of fire is about 6 seconds old, and already you're complaining? That's the Jews for you. Whining. They never stop complaining. And in any movie, I actually start yelling at the TV because he doesn't yell, hey, dickwad, check the pillar of fire. I'd say that's pretty solid, wouldn't you? Certainly, you know, as far as miracles go, not bad. Romans should be killing us right now with their swords and bayonets, but you know what? Nope. The pillar of fire sold them off.
Dickwad? Wouldn't it be in medieval time, before Christ, dickweed?
Yeah, dickweed, okay. I believe, is what they would have used. All right. So, Adam.
Yeah.
You're 17?
Yes.
Yes.
Can I make a few shout-outs?
No.
No.
I'd like to say hi to my friend Jack.
There we go.
You know, we say no, but then we do nothing, Drew. We should really push them.
We give them a chance to... to behave and give their question.
Right.
Jeremy? 21. Jeremy?
Yes, sorry. I'm confused because right now on the radio I'm hearing a different...
A different show.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry. One thing I just wanted, before my question, I wanted to thank you. I called you before the new year about... I was getting through sort of a depression thing. I'm in college, and you asked if I smoke a lot of pot, and I said every day, and now I don't. I feel great again.
Oh, good.
So you're definitely right on that one.
Excellent.
But I have a minor in history that I'm pursuing, and I asked my professor where my medieval history class about if they really. Was there any sort of form of medieval contraception? Because there's so many problems with kings and infidelity, and he dodged the question. So I really want to know if you know anything about that.
Well, first of all, you know, they all had bastard children, right? So obviously they weren't able to do it even if they tried. The condom was invented, if I'm not mistaken, it was in nearly medieval times, if not sort of Renaissance.
It was a dog scrotum, though, wasn't it?
I believe. A pig snout or something. Yeah, it was.
Fill a scrotum of a dog.
But the other thing is, there's a book out there called...
It had a drawstring, I know that.
I think it's called The Medieval Family or Women in the Medieval Family, and it kind of chronicles some of this stuff. Remember that...
They couldn't really do anything,
well,
could they?
Well, first of all, they didn't really know how things happened, really. They really weren't entirely clear on what created a child.
Oh, they didn't trace it back to the semen?
They knew something was going on there, but God knows that the whole idea of an egg and a sperm and cells didn't exist. I mean, that whole notion, it was just your life's fluid was sort of, you were pretty, I think they had a belief that they at one point that actually homunculi, little tiny people, were injected into the uterus and one starts to grow in there.
That's a homunculi?
A little human.
Did you guys know that?
I had no idea.
Homunculus. Homunculi is plural. Homunculus is...
Do you have a homunculus in Canada?
I think so. I don't know. But I don't know. I'll have to ask the guys.
See them on TV from time to time.
It seems like it'd be hard to get back in the country with them.
Great band name. But I think it was, wasn't it?
Is it too late? Do you guys want to go for homunculus?
We might actually be able to change it now, I think.
Invasion tour. Right?
I suspect more than anything, sort of prudence was it, and I mean prudence in terms of wisdom, because women would die in childbirth routinely, and STDs were routinely a death sentence, or at least very severely disabling. So people were much more sort of respectful of that behavior. They knew it carried with it lots of consequences.
Yeah. Well, what do you think, putting Jeremy on hold, I don't know, maybe he should chime in, but you know it's not going to help.
He's a minor in history, let him go.
Jeremy?
Yeah.
You know what I'd like to know, and I don't know if anyone knows this, but let's say somebody knows the average amount of partners, let's say a female or a male has by the age of 25 or 28 or some random number in 2002. I wonder what it was in medieval times. You know, I'm sure it was less.
You got married. That was it.
Well, do we just look at it that way? You know what I mean? I mean, there must have been some of this going around.
Had prostitutes for sure.
Yeah.
And a different sort of.
What about some chick who was in a medieval sorority? Gamma mutton choppa or something, you know? I mean, wouldn't she have, you know, went to a few mixers and boned a few knights or something?
Yeah, yes. The knight errants sure must have had something going there. Why would they become knights?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, there had to be a little of it. We don't look at it as anyone in the past of getting laid before marriage, but. Who weren't prostitutes, but there must have been people
something.
Are people.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there must have been a fair amount of this stuff.
Overall, going on. Always whores. Right back to those times. I'm
but
sure.
But it varied in different social strata and things. Their behaviors were different, and you know, hard to.
All right, Jeremy.
Yo.
Okay, so no answer.
So,
no.
But there was no real birth control back then.
There was nothing. Yeah, because they really didn't know how it all worked, other than not having sex.
Right. All right. Let's talk to Jess, who's 17. Jess?
What up, Default?
How you guys
How's
doing?
How's it going, man?
Hey, good times. Adam, Drew, I've been a fan for a hell of a long time. I, like, tape your show and listen to it work and stuff. And
thanks.
I've been, like, you know, you give me an education.
That's nice. Thank you.
Hey, I saw you guys on Ozzy on the Ozzy show.
Right.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I have this, like, vision of what, like, you know, where I do the radio show from, but that place is pretty small.
Yeah.
Well, you hear us complaining about it, don't you?
Huh?
Yeah. You've heard us complaining about
right.
it.
It's like, I mean...
Well, let me... Before we beat up Westwood One, let me be fair to them. The facility is small, but to be fair to them, the equipment sucks.
I feel like I'll be abducted by aliens and just let down again.
Yeah, so it's a total abortion over here. The facility's a piece of ass.
Dude,
thank you.
When Fletcher was there, was it like, did he take up the whole room or something? Probably.
Yeah,
it was scary. Yeah.
He was like puking all over the place.
He didn't puke this time. He threatened to kill us. Yeah, so it was something quite a little more subtle than the vomit, you know,
right.
mind you.
Right.
Hey, I'm coming to San Francisco. I'm going to San Francisco this weekend. I'm doing something for Tech TV, and then we're going to a ball game at Pac Bell.
Yeah.
Big deal.
Hey, Jess? Can I get a Man Show t-shirt?
Yeah. We'll send that out to you.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, really? How about a windbreak or something?
I'll see if I can work something up.
All right.
Oh, you mean the jacket?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you wanted me to fart. I didn't know what you're talking
That's
about.
That's what I took it as, too.
Yeah.
You are the windbreaker?
Yeah, we don't have windbreakers.
A windbreaker.
Oh, yeah. A windbreaker, not the windbreaker.
Hey, yeah, okay. Maybe like, you know...
All right. Are we done with Jess, or is he...
He didn't ask his question.
I know, but is he gonna, or is he just... He's just waxing on, right? He just wants to... Jess?
Yeah, I'm waxing.
You have a question?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, actually, I don't really have a question. I just
don't
want to...
be a fool, right. You idiot.
Good guy. That's all right. Good.
Well, wait a minute. Let me just say, hey, Jess.
Yeah.
I think you can go. You know, I'm not gonna remember to send you a T-shirt. Let's be honest. But you can go on the Man Show website and I think find something.
Well, it's a great show. You know, I want to.
Thanks.
Go to hell and burn.
I don't know what the web address is
that
either,
David Al Greer?
You can find it somewhere. And I go to Comedy Central website and you can find the Man
Wasn't
Show.
Wasn't there manshow.com at one time?
Maybe there is. I don't know. I want you guys to know, I know everyone thinks I'm impressed with myself, and I am, but I've never ever been on the Man Show website, Comedy Central website, or done anything like that.
Yeah, you're impressed with yourself, but you're incredibly, incredibly lazy. So you wouldn't, you know, let's be fair here, you wouldn't take the time and the energy to do something like that.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah.
This is my dilemma with buying porn, which is I really love porn, but I'm cheap. You know, so it almost cancels each other's out.
Porn's expensive, too. And that's cheap and lazy.
That's my point. And I'm incredibly impressed with myself, but yet I can't even turn on a computer. I'm so lazy. So it's really, there's a real internal struggle going on here, Drew. John?
Yeah.
You're 19?
Yeah.
What's up?
How you guys doing? Just
good.
Like to say, first of all, great show. I've been listening to you guys for a long time. Good times, man.
But,
yeah, I just like to say, man, I've always been attracted. First of all, I'm gay, and I've always been attracted to chubby guys. I don't know why that is, or, you know, is there some kind of gene in me that's something wrong with me, or just analyze me, I guess.
I'm not sure if I believe this, but if it's true,
he was born gay.
Yeah, I was born gay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm 100% gay. I'm 100% homosexual. I've always known it.
But because we have a certain sense. We listen to voices and we sort of read how people make us feel. And we can tell when someone's been kind of rendered confused or certain ways about their wired certain way. While certain guys are born gay.
Born gay.
The life is to live gay.
You guys can cover that.
Like chubby guys.
Wait a second. Let me ask this then. With you saying born gay. Okay. There's gay guys that sound gay.
Right.
I'm posing this question to Drew. There's guys who sound super gay.
Right.
Would those be guys who weren't born gay? It would make sense that those guys weren't born
sense,
gay because they wouldn't be putting on the affect.
I couldn't say that. I just know how I feel.
Right.
When somebody's talking to me, you know, and this guy doesn't give me any funny feelings. It's just John. Right. It's just him.
All right, so John, so this is a real question. You really like husky guys?
Yeah. Like honestly, I'm not messing with you. I mean, there's a whole like subculture of you know chubby chasers and chubs. You know, like you go to a bear bar or a leather bar. There's they have their nights where it's a girth and mirth night where there's chubby guys and chasers.
Hold on a sec. Let's get a little too
girth and mirth.
A little too poetic for me to hang with.
You guys familiar with the publication Bear? Do they have a Canadian bear? Or maybe it's called Moose over there. These are basically guys who are built like Ed Asner. Guys who, let's say, hairy. Well, my partner Jimmy was offered quite a quite a fair sum of money from the Bear magazine people to post.
And if you will, hefty sum of money.
that was 20 pounds ago. He's lost a few pounds recently.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Commitment to fitness. But there's a subculture of gay men who like hairy, fat guys. And
nice.
Like if you picture those just big old biker guys whose backs are covered with hair and they're 300 pounds, that's what these guys are into. What the hell's up with those gays?
Everybody's got to be loved, I guess. I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, it's really weird because the other gays, like the super rock-hard ab, totally built, tanned, hairless, pretty boys, and then these guys are into the Bears. So wait, let's see if... hey, John?
Yeah.
So what else do you have? You have...
Nothing else. I mean, that's just pretty much it. I've always been into, you know, big guys. You know,
Can you explain to us what the sort of fantasy or feeling is that goes along with that?
What do you mean? Just what do I...
Why is that a sort of a compelling thing for you?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. That's all I've always been attracted to since I've known I was gay. I've never been attracted to the whole twink, weeho type or whatever.
Wait, come on. It makes me doubt his veracity.
Why? He knows the language. He's made the gay scene.
I'm gay. I'm 100% gay.
We get that. I believe him.
All right, well...
The twink and the weeho scene.
Is there any fantasy that this I'm just curious, and I'm just because we're trying to figure this out, where this kind of comes from. Did this right?
No, I don't care.
Did this fantasy about the large guys come? Was it anything else when you were younger? Just evolved into this?
I don't think so. Not that I can recall. I've just always been attracted to.
Okay.
Let me ask this. We're fascinated by the gays here in this country. See, if you were to have a relationship with a guy, would he be the guy? You know what I'm saying?
I've never been a bottom, if that's what you're asking.
Oh, you're not a bottom.
If that's what you're asking.
I guess I am asking that.
Yeah, I've never been a bottom. If you saw me walking down the street, you would not be able to tell that I'm gay. I'm a straight actor, man. If there's
Okay. But so if you get with a big husky guy, then he's going to have to be the bottom, right?
Yeah, probably. But, I mean, that's not all that comes with sex. There's other things, Adam.
I understand.
He's learning this. We're slowly getting him to come to terms with this.
I think, and you tell us, John, in a lot of gay relationships, there's almost a male and female relationship, even if it's two women or two men together.
But it is possible to be two tops in a relationship, just like my friends that have been together for 5 years. Yesterday was their anniversary. They're both tops. They do not have anal sex. They bring a third into the relationship.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, I know.
That poor son of a bitch. Jesus Christ, that's a long night. You get trapped in a one bedroom with a couple of tops?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, he's the one that...
Man.
You know?
All right. Well, listen. Oh, look. John likes what John likes, and that's
John.
Fine.
That's
yeah,
John.
And it's better because there's probably a lot more chubby guys who are looking for love. I mean, easier pickings, right? I mean, if you guys were into unattractive women, it'd be easier to get laid, would it not?
It would be very easy.
I suppose so. Yeah.
Oh yeah. A lot easier.
It's more available, I guess.
Right, yeah. If you're into supermodels, it's great. If you're
a supermodel yourself,
yeah, or you're in a band. Wait a minute.
Hey,
speaking of the band, I think we should hear something from Default.
All right,
how about that?
Sounds good.
You got the it queued up there, Anderson?
Yeah.
This one is called "Wasting My Time."
Missing.
be our guest. Default. Danny Dowsch are both here from the band. The Fallout is the name of the CD, and they're currently out with Bush, and then they're going right into the Campus Invasion Tour, which is a MTV-related event, which basically then takes you to when? Is that for the next few months?
That takes us to beginning May. Of May.
Yeah.
And then we head out with Creed after that, so.
Till the end of June, so.
Jesus Christ.
So we need to come home for like busy. 8 days.
That's crazy.
Yeah. It's good, though. It's better than sitting at home, you know, waiting for a paycheck. We're getting out there and working for it, so.
Yeah, everyone says that, but I don't know. You know, like they always tell me when I say I want to take a nap. You know, I announce I want to take a nap like every 20 minutes.
Yes.
And everyone tells me I can nap when I'm dead, but I don't know. I then tell them I can shower when I'm dead, but I'm not sure if I can nap, so I'd rather hold off on that and play the odds with the nap. Do you know what I'm saying?
I hear you.
Yeah.
I feel your pain.
If you do nap when you're dead, then do you wake up at a certain point and take a dump, or isn't that one big nap?
Do you enjoy it as much?
Is it a nap if you can never wake up? I guess would be my question.
A nap is just a short sleep.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
A nap, right? So, I mean, yeah. You just have a short sleep, yeah. So
well, and then what? You wake up and you're in a coffin or an urn?
That would really suck.
I'm hoping you can't nap when you're dead. And maybe it's just a cliche. I don't know if people are serious when they tell me that, but I don't appreciate it. We'll take a little break, and we'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That is Dr. Drew over there. Yeah. Default is in here tonight. Bad Religion is coming in tomorrow night. And the Anal Sex Chick is coming back on Tuesday night.
But by coming back, we should qualify. It's been like a year and a half since she, or maybe even 2 years since she was here, right?
Has it been that long?
And how long has it been? 2 years, huh? 2 years, yeah.
Wow.
You know why I know that? I did Politically Incorrect like a week after that show, and I turned around in the audience as I was leaving. She was sitting in the front row of that audience at PI. I was like,
really?
What are you doing here?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, you should never turn your back on the anal sex expert, Drew.
If I had known she was there, I would have had a worse show.
Do you think she was stalking you? Or?
I don't know.
No. Okay. Danny and Dallas are both here from Default, and The Fallout is the name of the CD. Gold, thank you very much, and out in record stores as we speak. Let's get back to the phones and talk to Travis, who's 24. Travis?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, Travis.
Hey, Adam, I was just wondering if you are getting any royalty checks from Andy Richter stealing one of your comedy bits on Conan O'Brien.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
What was that?
Wait a minute. Andy Richter hasn't been on Conan O'Brien for like 2 years.
No, he was just on there as a guest like 2 weeks ago.
Oh.
And he was talking about, a year or so ago when you were talking about the toilet seats in New York hotel, he did that exact bit on the show.
With the spray?
Yeah, saying how he tried to trick it by moving around and all kinds of stuff.
Hmm.
Yeah, you should get some money out of that deal.
Yeah, well, you know what's funny, and thank you for saying so, but again, my self-esteem is too low to think anyone steals any of my jokes. I just assume if I thought of it, it must be a universal idea that anybody with a sense of humor could come up with. And just the other day, I was making a joke to Jimmy, and he said,
it's yours.
You stole that from Sarah Silverman, didn't you? Who's a female comedian, who's a friend of ours. And I said, no. And he said, that's right in her stand-up act.
Wow.
And I said, I've never seen Sarah Silverman's stand-up act.
He wouldn't believe you.
No, his thing was like you are when you wake up from a bad dream where you know it didn't really happen, but you're still a little freaked out.
Still not going to believe it.
I was like, I never saw her stand up act. I've never seen her do a joke. Yeah. And he's like, yeah, all right. But still,
we'll
you're
see.
Sort of
we'll
half
see.
Off the hook. Right. But this happens all the time, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I was, I think the, for me, one of the current prime examples of this is the fact that Davy and Goliath have hit the big screen, the small screen again, as a Mountain Dew commercial.
Yes.
Have you seen that?
I know, but this does not illustrate this point at all.
You have referred to David Goliath 100 times.
Oh.
I've never heard anyone else refer to it ever.
Oh, okay.
And the fact that it's Mountain Dew, which is another thing that you've
all
taken
right.
aim
all
at.
Right. Here's the point. Who the hell knows? And And thanks for bringing it up, Travis, and maybe stole it, and maybe it's coincidence.
Okay. Well, my question is, I'm a big guy. I'm about 506 pounds right now.
Yeah, that's not so big.
Well, I'm actually down from a little over 600 pounds.
Really?
Ooh. Yeah.
Well, let me do one of my bits, by the way, Travis. I know to you, you're just a
svelte
little feather blowing on the breeze. Now it's not the time to pull out the cycling shorts or ski pants. You're still five. To us, you're 500 pounds.
Yeah,
to you,
believe me, I know that
you're a shell of your former self. But to us, you're 500 pound dude.
Right.
We don't know you were 650. That's what I'm saying. All right. So you're down to five. How tall are you?
I'm 6'6".
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, I was a former college football player.
Yeah. Jeez,
that's a lot.
Who'd you play for?
University of Washington.
Wow.
Yeah.
It was one of the better teams out of like 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Now, what was your size when you were playing?
I was about 330, 340, somewhere in that area.
So, yeah, offensive tackle?
Yeah.
Well, did you have designs to play in the pro?
No, I had got an auto accident and broke my back and couldn't play anymore.
Wow. And that's why you started getting in the way.
Yeah, a lot of it. Yeah, just being lazy.
Are you paraplegic?
No. I'm fine now. I can't play ball anymore, but I got all my functions and everything.
Wow.
Youth counselor now for a youth prison, so
they don't F with him, believe me.
What I'm wondering is, here lately I've been retaining a lot of fluid and stuff in my ankles and feet, and I'm just wondering what that might be from, because
it's actually kind of a serious deal, Travis. At a certain point, that kind of weight becomes sort of non-physiologic, or what you call pathological. It can cause medical problems. And fat adipose tissue will hang onto fluid, and if you down a bag of potato chips, you'll swell up. There's no doubt about that.
Why? But why is that? Why do you swell up if you eat a bag of potato
all
chips?
All the sodium, you'll start hanging onto the sodium. Your kidney will hang onto the sodium and water.
Why?
And it will put it in the soft tissue, because that's what your kidney does when you give it a load of sodium. It just keeps hanging onto it. And it will distribute itself into the soft tissue, and he has adipose tissue and plenty of it.
What's that adipose tissue?
Fat tissue.
All righty.
Now, that if that's all it is, that's, you know, that says something that, you know, you have so much of that your body doesn't know how to sort of manage its fluid. But be that as it may, it's not the real significant issue. The more significant issue is that this is also a sign of sleep apnea syndrome. And you are certainly in that weight range where you start to get that kind of problem. And do you snore a lot and that kind of thing?
Not that I know of, no.
Nobody ever complains about that?
No.
Who's going to bust his balls?
Yeah.
He's 6'6", 500 pounds.
But the pressure across your chest wall is such that when you sleep, you will have long periods of not breathing, you'll be pulling against abnormal pressures, and it can very significantly affect your heart health.
Okay, I don't have any problems sleeping and all my medical checkups, like blood pressure and...
No, sleep apnea is something you have to get a sleep study to detect. Okay. And the fact that you're getting, you're way overweight, you're having leg swelling, to me that's a sign that you might be getting into that problem.
I have never come across a fat guy who did not snore in a novelty Three Stooges sort of way.
Right.
Even husky.
Right.
I mean, even the guys I know who are, you know, I wouldn't call them, they're not 500 pounds. They're 6'1", and they're 245, 250. You know, just, they got some extra meat on them. It's like you go up a decibel for every 15 pounds overweight you are. The skinny guys, nothing. Put on a few pounds, you go up a notch. By the time you get to 500 pounds, you're probably shattering dams and things nearby.
Right, it's pulling against all that tremendous pressure.
And nobody breaks wind like a big man. Nothing. No, you know, like it takes a big guy to sing opera?
Right.
It's the same thing to really belt out a good fart. Travis?
Oh, yeah.
Is that true?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'd love to come on and do a light your fart night with you, Adam.
Yeah, that'd be big, right? I mean, what I'm saying is a thin man can have some good decibels and even some good duration and some good range and stuff, but there's nothing like the build of a big man for a serious fart.
You just can't build it from
you can't do it. I said it's like opera. You need to have some extra weight on you to really, really belt out that note.
Right.
All right, buddy.
All right.
You lose that weight.
All right.
Good times.
Yep.
But there are other, obviously, medical complications being that much overweight, and it's something to really take seriously. You're young now. Don't let it accumulate.
All right. Well, he said he lost like 100 and some odd pounds. He's moving in the right direction. Yep. Mandy?
Yeah?
You're 18?
Yeah.
What's up?
Okay. Well, see, I'm with this, like, my boyfriend, he, like, wants me to, like, pee on him and stuff. And I'm, like, into it, you know? But I was wondering if there's, like, any, like, medical condition or any side effects or something that would come from it.
You're into peeing on him?
I'm kind of curious about it, you know? I'm like, mm-hmm. I think it might be kind of neat, like...
You couldn't close your eyes and imagine what it'd be like to pee on somebody? That's something you need to really live out? Like, hold on. Just everybody in the room and everyone listening, just close your eyes for a second and picture yourself, you know, just some guy sitting in the tub and you're taking a leak on him. Could you?
Well, I like Mandy. Think that'd be neat. What would be neat about
you
it, Mandy?
You guys can picture that, right?
Why would that be neat?
I don't know about pissing a guy in a tub.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, I've done it. There's a certain rush to it.
Well, I suppose there's a certain, yep. You know, you could either be doing it as a sexual thing or you could be doing it if your buddy's passed out and you just laugh.
Yes. This is a retaliation, right?
I got a funny story about that, actually. Yeah. I had one serious night of drinking and I ended up urinating on our bass player in his bunk. I thought it was the bathroom.
Mm.
And
nice.
Yeah, we all sexual, thank God. It was just
just a bass player.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Drew, have you ever experienced the rush of peeing on a man?
No, but I know you and your friends had soft piss wars.
Yes,
no, pee wars, not. Pee offs.
You know, my friends would do this one. You would be sitting at a Denny's or a IHOP type restaurant or a Waffle House, depending where you are in this great country. Just sitting at a diner at a booth, and they would pull it out. And you'd be sitting there reading the menu, and you would feel something on your leg. Doing it from the sitting position underneath the table. Nice. Diabolical.
Nice.
At the House of Pancakes.
Yes, while reading the menu. And let me tell you something about urine, too. It is body temperature, and you will not feel it come through your jeans until your jeans are good and wet. You don't jump. You know what I mean? If you didn't face me and I just started taking a leak on the back of your jeans, it would take a good quart before you knew something was going on.
So were there times when you walked out with wet pants and didn't know it?
No, you knew it, except for by the time you found out, your leg was ruined. He was halfway into it, depending on how much beer he drank.
I beg your pardon. It's hard not to. Anis is freaking out over here.
I know. Please, Drew, with the mouth. Wait a minute. Did we finish your question?
No,
is it still
Mandy,
Lily?
Mandy, no, Mandy.
Oh, where is she?
Two.
Sorry. Mandy?
Yeah.
All right, so you want to go number one on your boyfriend?
What would I go back to my original question. What would be neat about it?
Well, if, like, he asked me, you know, if I'm, like...
Yeah, guys will ask you, and Mandy, guys will ask you all kinds of things to satisfy their how would you qualify what you guys want to do for them and their need to...
They're
impose themselves on you. I guess that's the best way to say it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mandy?
That doesn't make it neat.
Well, let her answer. Maybe she thinks it's neat.
Well, I don't know. I just think it'd be kind of cool, you know, like the whole little thing, like, oh, how I'm peeing on you thing. I mean, I don't really know, but like taking a bath or something, and I like peeing on him in the bathtub or something. I mean, something like that.
So would you... Does he figure this out? I mean, does he want to lay down in the tub?
Well, I mean, we talked about it, yeah, but it's not, like, anything that we've really, like, totally agreed on.
Mm-hmm. All right, first of all, what's coming out is sterile, so you don't need to worry about it being harmful.
Okay.
So it's not going to hurt anybody. It can burn the eyes a little bit.
Oh, yeah. I've heard that scream many a times come from a victim.
But I'm worried more about Mandy's soul than I am about his eyes.
Her soul could be burnt by her own urine.
It could come right out with it, I think.
All right. Hey, Mandy?
Yeah?
Look, it's not going to hurt him. If it's something you really want to do, try it and maybe check it off the list.
How long has he been your boyfriend?
Oh, I've been with him for about 3 months.
3 months. Mm. And you've had sex with him?
Yeah.
And that's what do you think? She's contemplating whizzing on the guy.
But you know, if you want to have sex with me, could you just pee on me?
But you know guys. Yeah. You know guys, right? They're going to be pushing. But who knows?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, the guy probably wants to keep his virginity or something. Yeah. He's born again.
So the sex isn't good enough? You have to do weird stuff?
No, it is. It's, like, great.
Okay.
All right. Well, enjoy.
All right, baby. Good times.
All right.
Why don't this guy immediately, I'm like...
A little suspect?
Yeah.
Listen, I think we're all a little bit suspect of people who are into stuff that seems kind of bizarre to us or foreign to us. Like, I would not want to I would not want to receive urine.
It's not that I'm offended by it. It's that.
Yeah, you are.
No.
Sure, you are.
It's her and the quality she has. You know, I sort of feel like she has no sort of self. She seems to subjugate herself to this guy who she's only known for 3 months and already into. You know, I mean, it just doesn't feel right to me. And who is this guy at 3 months after having sex with this 18-year-old is now put? How old is this guy, for instance?
Oh, yeah. What do you think? He's like 31. Mandy?
Yeah.
How old is the guy?
28. Close. See?
Yeah.
See, guy's
this
just,
guy's kind of a scummy guy.
Right.
What's he, what kind of car does he drive? Camaro?
Motorcycle.
What kind of car does he drive?
I don't know.
See what I'm saying? This is all a suspect situation.
Hey, don't get indignant about it, honey. You're dating a guy. What kind of cars? I don't know. This is some sort of crazed question. You've been in his goddamn car, have you not?
Yeah.
And you don't know what kind of car that you're in.
No.
What does he do for, a living?
Hold on. Can women really be this stupid? I mean, you know, they complain all the time that we think they're stupid, but then they go ahead and do stuff like this constantly.
What's he do for a living?
She doesn't know. See, girls don't know what
let's
their
see.
Dads do for a living.
Let's see.
How is that? Do they just not care about anything?
Mandy.
What kind of car is he driving? I'm not done with you.
I told you. All I know is it's silver. I don't really know.
Is it an American car?
I think so.
Okay.
Okay, so it's silver and it's an American car.
Yeah.
And you don't know if it's a Chevy or a Ford. Four-door?
It's not a pickup truck.
It's a four-door.
Four-door?
Yeah.
What year? Is it a newer car?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. You don't know if it's 15 years old?
What does he do for a living?
Or brand new?
That'll help us, maybe.
Huh?
What does he do for a living?
Oh, he's in patrol. He patrols places?
He's a security guard.
Superhero or
no.
What is he? I mean, he's on patrol.
He goes around patrolling things, buildings and stuff.
So he's a rent-a-cop, right? He carries a can of pepper spray and a flashlight,
I don't
right?
I think he's even that. He's just like,
he's
out.
Doing it on his own time. What do you mean he patrols?
No. Yeah. I mean, there are people that are paid to go around and check signs to make sure that the pigeon removing devices are working. It's that kind of thing. That's patrolling.
Is he doing that?
No, he's driving around in like a company vehicle.
Yeah, he's a security guard, right?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
But it's like the higher up thing. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, this guy has, he has the zip tie handcuffs, right? The ones you used to close the garbage bags with. Okay, Manny, this guy's a loser. He's 28 years old. He wants to be whizzed on.
By an 18-year-old high school student.
You're not in high school, are you?
No.
You're going to junior college or just thinking about it?
No. I jumped out. I dropped out my junior year and I went back to college and I got my diploma.
So you would be in high school now if you hadn't...
I would.
Yes, you would be in high school. A high school student and a 28-year-old.
All right, this guy's a loser and an idiot. You don't even know what kind of car he drives. You cannot pee on someone until you know the make, year, and model of their automobile. My grandmother told me that many, many years ago, and I've always stood by that.
She
pulled me aside. She said, "Son, you're gonna see a lot of urine. You're gonna see a lot of vaginas. There's gonna be a lot of bathtubs. There's gonna be a lot of defecation. But don't ever do it until you know what year the vehicle is, and see if you can get the VIN number. It's on the dash." On the driver's side, just below, right where the windshield attaches. You can usually see it from the outside of the car. DeFault is our guest tonight. We'll take a little break, and we'll be back after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Danny and Dallas are both here from DeFault. We'll hear something else off of their CD before the night is through. Drew, you got a call here?
To this one.
That's what I thought. Yes. Lily?
Yes.
You're 19?
Yes.
You got a question for the guys?
I just wanted to know, like, how they started up their band and stuff. I went to the concert on the 15th of November. It was pretty cool. Me and Chad from Nickelback share a birthday. It was pretty cool.
Oh, right on.
Anyways, that's what I want to know, like, a couple of things. Like how they got their band together. But the most important question that I really have is I have this boyfriend, right? And I don't know if he's like bisexual or maybe be gay or something, but here lately, for my birthday, he bought me a strap-on. and told me to do him up the butt. You know, I was like,
he's bisexual.
Yeah, that doesn't mean anything except he's into that.
I don't know. It's just bogus.
It sounded bogus.
He doesn't like men.
It sounded, the way she did it, said it sounded bogus.
Yeah.
Here's what it is. Some guys are putting her up to this.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
It may not be bogus, but some guys are there, you know.
I know, seriously, I'm home by myself with my kid.
Ooh.
Kid.
Oh. Ooh, you're a classy lady. How old's your kid?
He's 6 months.
All right. Well, let's answer the question. Default met in high school, and your boyfriend's gay. Come on now. All right, where'd you guys meet?
Yeah, well, you're right on that one.
Yeah, high school and gay.
High school, yeah. And that's pretty much it. We were just friends, and they had Danny and Jeremy had a band before that I used to go and check out in high school, and they split off with that, and I decided to try out, and the rest is history.
And what was this in, no, this is not what grade, but grade number? How they do in Canada? They do a grade number 10, right? We're like, we'd go 10th grade, you'd be grade 10.
Grade 10, yeah. It's just, I guess, the way you say it. But
right. So what was it? Was it?
No, it was when we were all out of high school. We just all met in high school originally. We were all friends before we were ever in a band together. So just kind of did it that way. And I mean, I knew Dallas for probably 7 years before he asked to come try out for a band. No one ever knew he could sing, so it's kind of funny that way. And we had all been in other bands before, and this is Dallas' first project, and it all kind of came together, I guess, in end of 99.
When did you guys graduate high school?
I was the last one. I was 97.
Jesus.
I was 95, or I guess 95 or 96.
Yeah. Still wet behind the ears, kids. I'll tell you what. A lot of living to do. I was wet behind the ears, but it was urine of my buddy Ray being peed on.
He didn't notice for a while, though.
How do you prevent it from getting into the pancakes and stuff?
How dare you? You mean in the... Ray didn't do that. That was Chris.
That's going to be a hard one to keep being conspicuous, though.
Snake.
That's trying to get it on the back of your head.
Hey, who's Snake?
Listen, you want to know how dedicated my buddies were to whizzing on me? Ray took a whiz on me on the football banquet. I was wearing a suit and tie. And on our 10-year reunion, Ray took a whiz on me, too.
Just out of good measure.
This
old
time 10
sake.
Years out
old
of goddamn
sake.
High school. Go to the bathroom, he takes another whiz on me. Yeah, it was great. It's like, hey, we're back. 10 years. 28 years old. Get whizzed on. Wearing the blazer. All right, Drew, who are we going to talk to when we come back?
I thought we'd talk to this one.
Yeah? Mario? Stopped drinking about a month ago, and now he notices he has extreme anxieties. All right. All that after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Our old friends, Bad Religion, will be in here tomorrow night, and it's always good to see Greg and the boys, and it's nice that they're having a little resurgence. Because it's a good band, and they deserve everything they get. Default is our guest tonight. Danny and Dallas are both here. The Fallout is the name of the CD. And we're going to hear something else off of that CD in this 11 o'clock hour.
Break something? Is it?
What are we going to do?
Is this the first time? Is this a world premiere or anything for this? Or we're just playing the single? Or?
I think we just went for ads for it on radio last week.
Okay.
So it's still.
It's fairly new.
But, Drew, Bad Instincts.
That's all,
but
close enough.
Yeah, this is this is going to be the new single.
Yeah, actually, this was a hit for us back in Vancouver. Kind of, this is the one that kind of got us a record deal. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So, all right. And we'll hear that in a few minutes, Mario.
Hello, Adam.
You're 24.
What's up, Andrew? Default.
How you doing?
I noticed both you and Jimmy are fans of Howard Stern. I was wondering if Drew had an opinion of the show, of his personality.
You know, I really, honestly, have never listened to Howard Stern. I mean, I've seen a few seconds here and there and sort of, you know, gone past it on the TV and stuff, but I've never listened to more than about 2 or 3 minutes of it.
Would Adam ever ask you to watch it?
I did listen when he was on.
Will you say watch it or listen to it?
Listen to it.
Oh. Now, you know, it's, the beauty of us on this show, like I did Dennis Miller Friday night. I talked to you Thursday night. Did I ask you to watch Dennis Miller?
No.
Drew does Politically Incorrect and is on that night when we're on and doesn't say anything. We try not to talk, especially about stuff we're doing. Now, if I'm leaving town or Drew's leaving town and I say why and he says why, then we know what we're doing. But we would never encourage ourselves, either one of us or anybody else, to watch anything that we do. Would we, Drew?
We just don't think of it. It doesn't even occur to us.
Thank you.
Can I have a question about the use of sound bites? I was wondering, was that borrowed from Howard Stern's show, or which show came first with that?
Are you talking about our show?
Yeah, but the use of sound bites.
Oh, radio's been doing that for many, many, many years.
Actually, it was a the folklore would have it that it was invented by Freddie Snakeskin at K-Rock in the about 1979.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah, in Los Angeles. That the sound
bites
and drops.
Well, I mean, but aren't sort of sound bites just in the not the drops, but the sound bites, aren't those just sort of an evolution of the cowbell and the slide whistle? I mean, what I mean is radio did not have this technology at the very beginning. Or maybe they did, but they didn't. No one saw fit to use it. They would actually make the sounds that they made using the physical stuff. And then somebody came out with a cart and a recording, and now people have soundboards. So I don't know. It's one of these things that's like, remember when we went to the Barbed Wire Museum? Drew, and I kept yelling at everybody, stop being so goddamn proud of your city. We went to DeKalb, Illinois, and people were like, we invented barbed wire. And I was like, BFD. And they were like, how dare you? And I was like, look, someone would have invented barbed wire anyway. I mean, this is not a breakthrough. And even if it was, somebody would have figured this out.
But then Cindy Crawford was from DeKalb, don't forget.
Yeah, but as I pointed out, what did I say? She got her ass right out of town almost immediately. 18th birthday, gone. So anyway, Mario, I don't know who started it.
I have one more question. Drew, can you remember the last time you masturbated? I was wondering who it was to.
Jesus Christ. Oh, wait a minute. I know. Hey, Mario?
Yeah?
Drew just wrote it down on a piece of paper. He said, Mario's mom. Sorry about it. That's true, Drew. I didn't know that. You dated her mom? Or you just maybe saw a picture of her?
Yeah,
sure. You weren't with her. Oh, I see. Michael?
Yes.
You're 25?
Yeah.
What's up?
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Well, I was just basically wondering if there's really any such thing as a phobia to work.
Well, yeah. Adam would have it if there was such a thing.
We have it.
Yeah,
we got it.
Well, I think I got it bad because I've had, like you guys know, I'm 25 years old and I've had 88 jobs. I'm going on my 89th right now.
No way.
Yeah.
How do you know? How do you keep track of that?
I keep tabs on everything. Well, I got a filing cabinet.
Well, what constitutes a job? You fill out an application? How can you physically have 88 jobs and, you know, a 7-year work history?
I don't know. Maybe I can get into the Guinness Book of World Records or something.
Well, give us some of the jobs.
Oh, man.
Give us all of them.
I've managed 2 restaurants. I worked for a large internet company. They've just all been so varied. That's what...
Well, I don't want all of them. I just want like 75.
But none could be more than a month duration, though, right?
No. Well, some of them, yeah. The last job I had was actually 14 months.
And what was that?
I was working as a commercial salesperson for a pest control company.
And why do you lose these jobs?
I don't lose them. I've never been fired. I just don't like working.
All right. So don't
I'm
work.
I'm lazy either.
You quit them?
I went on a 10-mile hike this weekend.
You quit them?
Yeah.
You quit the jobs.
I got fired from a hot dog stand once, working at a university.
Otherwise, you quit.
What, the hot dog stand?
Oh, who cares? Just go to work. Shut up.
Man, it's not like that. I mean, it's a genuine concern for me because, you know, I'm 25 years old.
Yeah, look, I was lazy when I was 25, and I'm lazy now. You got to find something you like to do.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what to do, seriously. You got to get yourself a nut going. Get yourself a couple of cars. Get yourself a mortgage.
How's he gonna do that?
A couple of loser family members like I do. Get a couple of leases going. Have a no-count dad. And all of a sudden, every time you think about not working, you just think about this huge nut that comes in at the end of each month, and you go to work. Wow, really, it makes you work. Where do you live right now?
Tucson.
I know, but in what sort of domicile? Where? House?
Apartment?
I live in an apartment. A one-bedroom apartment.
You live in an apartment. Okay.
Yeah.
Can you put a plan together to get a condominium?
I could put a plan together, yes.
Do you fund it? Do you know anybody? Is there anyone in your family that can help you out with a down payment or anything like that? Some grandma you can kill, something like that? Is there anything?
No.
Because here's the situation. You for whatever you're paying for your apartment, you have a roommate?
No.
Okay, that's fine. Just say no.
No.
It's a little put off by the roommate question. You have no roommate. You're living in what, a one-bedroom apartment?
Yes.
And here's the deal. I don't know. Are you just stone and a jackass, or what's your situation?
I don't get stone anymore. Oh. I guess I'm probably just a jackass. I don't know.
Okay. Why don't you buy a condo? Because for the amount... All right, go blow yourself, you dickweed.
See, that's he's
just a jack-off. Yeah. He's an asshole, and everyone hates him, and right. He's, like, too cool for school, and he's 25, and he tries to get laid, and he gives everyone a rap, and he's really, like, angry or whatever the hell he is.
Insolent. I mean, everything you said was like...
Yeah, right. Yeah. Hey, do you have a roommate? do you have an apartment? Could you put a plan together to get a... I could put the plan together, but... I was like, all right, go blow yourself then, you jackass. Have fun. God damn, I'd like to give that guy a good ass beat.
I'm sure everyone else that he's dealt with would, too. That's the problem.
Idiot. All right, just be Mr. Angry Prick your whole life and go nowhere.
Wonder why people...
Yes, wonder why people magically don't like you. F Michael over here. I hope he dies penniless. But to everybody else, whatever the rent is you're currently paying on your crappy apartment, you could be living in a crappy condo. It's about scraping together the down payment.
And finding some creditworthiness, right? So somebody will give you the loan.
Oh yeah, I mean there's a few things to do, but Drew and I, we haven't really spoken about this on the air, though we've spoken about it off the air on a number of occasions. This is what keeps poor people poor and what keeps downtrodden people downtrodden. I mean, I rented houses and apartments with roommates, you know, from age 18 to age, you know, 32, and paid the same amount for the house that we rented or the apartment that we rented or that I rented as what the mortgage was for the house or what would have been for the condo. I mean, you know, a decent two-bedroom wherever you live is, you know, condo is going to be about the same as a decent two-bedroom apartment. Am I out of line
No, that's
here?
That's about right, yeah.
Oftentimes cheaper depending on what kind of interest rates you get and that kind of stuff.
By the way, if you're doing it to own property, you might drive a little farther. It might motivate you to do that, and you might actually pay less. You might get it outside of some, you know.
Yeah, guys, instead of getting a new set of rims for your truck, you may want to just start saving up that money and kissing the ass of some old relative, seeing if you can get someone to co-sign or do something like that. But don't pay the rent. Buy the thing. And then you can, like, get a roommate and get them to pay you rent, and you pay the mortgage. All right. Christy?
Mm-hmm.
You're 17?
Yeah. Well, actually, my name's Christine.
All right. What's up?
I just started a birth control, ortho tricycline, last Sunday. And my last period was about maybe a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago. And my doctor did not make me aware that I had to wait a month before having unprotected sex.
This is one of the ones that... You don't necessarily have to wait a month. It's just better to wait a month.
Okay, because I had sex last night. It was unprotected. And I told my sister, and she was like, well, you know, you need to call your doctor, et cetera. But the thing is, I live in a... I stay in a group home, and it's called Hathaway. It's up in the hills of Lakeview Terrace. And I cannot go back and tell them my situation because I'll get in trouble.
With whom?
Huh?
With you mean the caretakers there would get you in trouble?
Yeah, the group home. Is my probation officer.
Is the physician, the fact that you had sex would get you in trouble?
Yeah, because when I go on home passes on the weekend, I'm supposed to be with my family. And they're going to say, well, did your family let you go out? And then they'll get in trouble.
Well, hold on a second. Why are you in the group home?
I had problems with my family.
And how are you doing with your family now?
I'm doing really good.
Well, you are?
Yeah.
What's going to happen if you get pregnant?
They'll basically, well, my family, they'll give me an option, get rid of it, or
Christina,
don't come home.
Christina, isn't it going to become apparent to people that your parents had let you go out And you got pregnant?
Well, see, they don't really say, yeah, you can go out, I'll just go. Yeah.
I understand that, but the point being, wouldn't you rather have them find out now than when you're 9 months, 8 months pregnant that something had gone wrong and they could prevent the pregnancy?
Yeah.
Okay. You're probably okay. They may want you to take the morning after pill. Maybe you could even just contact Planned Parenthood there locally and just talk to them directly.
Who are you having sex with?
My boyfriend.
Uh-huh. See, is he a good guy or is he another troublemaker?
No, he's good.
And so who was screwing up, you or your family?
Me.
Oh, you were?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I wasn't going to school and I was doing what I wanted to do.
And so they booted you out, put you into the group home?
Yeah, basically.
You didn't have any legal problems?
Ooh, yeah, some.
What'd you do?
Drug use.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. And so your family's doing okay, and you guys are doing okay, and you get the weekend pass?
Yeah, and that's the thing. I go back tomorrow, and I can't go back and tell my group home that I need to see my gynecologist.
You don't have to see them. You can just call them. They may just have you double up on your birth control pill. Just call them.
All right.
And get them to instruct you what to do with the pill. They might have you just double up on it.
What goes on that that group home? You you trade cartons of cigarettes for sexual favors? Or how does it work over there?
No,
the blacks going against the Mexicans and the white supremacists fighting, you know, like the Brotherhood of White Aryans and stuff?
It's not like that.
No, it's not like Oz?
No, it's not like Oz.
I see. Are there guys in your house?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
It's a co-ed
Doesn't everyone just have sex? Does this turn into an orgy at a certain
point?
Some
of them do, depending if they get caught or not.
I couldn't imagine that you'd take a bunch of troubled 16 and 17-year-old teens and keep them apart sexually for too long if and they were under the same roof. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
The wicked stepmother's home.
No, she's not.
Oh, okay. All right, baby. Stop screwing up, all right?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Good times.
Call your doctor. Ask for direction. I suspect one of the options would be to double up for a couple of doses of the ortho-tricycline.
My headphones fell off my head now. All right. Drew, cover me. I'm all screwed up here.
All right.
Who do you want to talk to? Line one?
I want to take line one. This is Ron, who's 22. Ron.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on?
Yeah, I've been dating my girlfriend for 5 years now, and we've been sexually active for about two, and each time we have sex, it's like the first time for her.
So she has right away. So at the point of penetration, there's pain.
Yeah, and it usually takes about like 5-10 minutes, right? About 5 minutes, for her to finally stop hurting.
And is there pain when you're all done? Does she hurt for a while afterwards?
Yeah. She goes to the bathroom afterwards and it hurts. It'll be sore for the rest of the day, but it'll bother her and hurt her for a couple of minutes.
Okay. Well, more often than not, this kind of thing when there's pain at the point of penetration is a spasm of the muscles in the floor of the pelvis or something called vaginismus. And a common reason for that is that people get nervous and they're uncomfortable having sex. Is she or either that or maybe there's some traumatic history?
Isn't that vaginismus the same thing as the
spasm
on the floor of the pelvis?
People will sometimes distinguish the two because.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so vaginismus is just a spinal reflex that gets sort of ingrained, while just muscular tension can be just anxiety.
Mm.
It can be separate.
Dudes have spines too, or is that just a chick thing?
They have spines, but again, that's all they need for their sexual functioning, man.
I see, just a spine.
Yeah.
Ron?
Uh-huh.
Is she a religious person?
No, she's not.
Is she happy with her decision to have sex?
Yes. We waited for 3 years. I waited 3 years for her, practically.
See, that's not a good answer. Was she ever sexually abused?
No, she wasn't.
Why did you have to wait 3 years to have sex?
We started dating when we were young.
17.
Yeah.
That's most people get at least a BJ on the first date, and those are daytime dates. Now, at night, it's anal. First date, yes, here in America.
You've done a study, yes, yes.
Yes, I've done my own work. I've done my own study. Iran?
Yes.
Yeah, you understand that most 17-year-olds, when they begin dating, do not wait 3 years to have sex.
Yeah, but see, we were friends for a long time before that, and
still not an answer. Not an answer.
3 years? 3 years?
That's not an answer.
That's well, one quarter of your life practically when you're 17.
Yeah, she is 2 years younger than me.
Oh. Warming up a little. So you're. Wait a minute. How long have you been with her then?
How long have I been with her? 5 years.
So
she was 15.
She was 15 and you were 17.
Yes.
Is that true? Okay. Still 3 years.
You weren't rescuing her from something? She doesn't have a troubled history or anything?
Absolutely not. Her family's, they love her. They take care of her.
And she's not a religious person?
No, not at all.
Hold on.
Does not compute.
Who are we talking to, Ron?
Yeah.
Is he just like a super nerd or he's spaz? He's a very spastic guy. He didn't want to get laid.
No. Oh, please.
Let's guess what Ron does. Something with computers.
He's still in school.
Yeah, but he's working hard towards something with computers. Ron?
Yes.
You do something with computers?
Yes.
Shocking. What do you do with computers?
Programming.
Shocking. Scrape me off the floor, Drew.
However did you guess?
I don't know. So does she have a gynecologist, Ron?
Yes, she does.
Okay. Maybe she just needs to broach this subject with the gynecologist.
Something is missing in the story. We're not getting the facts. We're straight.
3 years. She's 15. When they meet, she's...
He's waiting desperately 3 years for her. And the whole time, he's waiting.
Yeah. Loves her family. Not religious.
Does she ever have an eating disorder?
We wouldn't get it out of Ron. Ron?
Yes.
Does she ever have an eating disorder?
No, she doesn't.
Hmm. She never did?
No.
No. And in that three-year time, you were not pushing for sex, is that true?
Well, we were doing other things. It wasn't...
Right, but 3 years is still... that ain't 14 months. That's 3 years.
I went through it.
So she was like, absolutely not. I don't want to do this.
No, she wanted to wait till she was 18.
All right, something is not computing with us. The only part that computes is the actual computer.
Right.
I could just hear the calling all nerds. I just could smell it. I pictured them, some thick glasses, hair parted to the side. Yeah. One of those, you know what kind of wallet? The Velcro. The one with the Velcro clothes are on it. I don't know what's with the nerds with it. You know the guys I don't like? The guys who get weird about their money. I don't like the guys with the clip. I don't like the Velcro wallet. I don't like the chained wallet. I don't like the too much around the wallet guy. Just pull the guy. You make it leather, eel skin, whatever, brown or black, and slide it out. I don't need the whole production. Remember that?
Oh, yes. Yes.
The chain is going away.
It was the sports wallet.
Yeah, the sport wallet. Yeah. What are you doing that's so goddamn important that you need a sport wallet?
Waterproof.
I just love that. Yeah, it's made of ballistic nylon. It'll stop a bullet. It's great. Great. You won't, how often do you get shot in the ass, by the way? Yeah, that ripping sound, they pull it open. Do you ever have a problem with your wallet coming open and stuff flying out of it?
Never.
No, has it never, does it ever happen?
It won't quite close right.
Yeah. I know a lot of guys who keep the wallet in the front pocket, too, that bothers me. I know they say it's smart, but you see that big bulge in their thigh? It wears out their jeans in a weird way. Mm-hmm. That's a little disconcerting. Mm-hmm. Like if I was a robber and I saw the guy's wallet, I'd just hold him down and take it out of there just to teach him a lesson, you know? And by the way, I would love to be pickpocketed. I would consider that quaint by today's crime standards. Wouldn't it be nice to be able to say you're pickpocketed?
I guess.
Come on, you'd love it.
It'd be like, maybe just to say. Wouldn't be nice that you lost your wallet.
Oh, it's like all of a sudden you're in old England.
It'd be like, oh, sharks got me.
Yeah.
that was a good one.
I owe you, whoever you are. All right, DeFault is our guest. We'll take a little break. We'll hear something from them when we come back. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. It's Dr. Drew. Danny and Talish are both here from DeFault. We will hear something off the CD in just a call or two. Let's hop back to the phones and speak to Christina. Christina?
Hello?
Oh, sorry, baby. What's up?
Yes, I have a problem. I masturbate about 8 to 10 times a day, sometimes more than that. And, like, no, it interferes with my, like, regular life because my friends will ask me to go out and stuff, and I'm like, oh, no, it's okay. I just want to stay home. And also, like, you know, after you masturbate, you get kind of tired, and I just don't get my work done because I'm too busy doing that. And my question was, is there, like, any kind of medication that I can go on to suppress my... whatever desires?
There is, but I think someone would first have to figure out what the diagnosis is. What's going on here? Why are you this way? And is it normal, or is it something that's sort of...
I think it's pretty normal because I don't have any problems or anything.
Well, some people, when they're manic depressive, they sort of get into a hypomanic mode, they'll do this. Anybody with mood disorders in your family?
No.
Have you ever been depressed?
No.
All right, so that's one possibility. Another is that there was some sort of traumatic experience when you were younger. Anything?
No, never had any abuse or anything like that. No.
No.
You wouldn't go out to a party, for instance, because you wanted to masturbate? Or it would be too long without masturbating?
No, not exactly. Just like... I mean, if there's a party, possibly. But, you know, just to go out, like, see a movie or something, I'll pass it up to... stay at home.
Yeah. And what about, do you have a boyfriend?
No, I don't.
Have you ever had one?
Shocking.
Yeah.
And what happens in that relationship?
We, like, sex-wise?
Yeah.
I'd say we probably did it about 4 or 5 times a day.
Jesus Christ, your vagina's gonna fall off.
No, it's still intact.
Yeah, it is. You're 18, but it's going to look like a old tire swing by the time you're 25. It's going to be a mess.
Okay.
You know the ones out by the river, Drew?
Yeah.
Yeah. Drew, you trying to figure out what's wrong with Christina?
Yeah.
10 times a day.
I'm almost going bogus because it's not...
Oh, gonna, really?
Yeah.
No,
Christina, you better start coming up with some reasons why you're effed up and you masturbate so much. What's your technique?
My technique? Like, what do I use?
See, yeah. See what I'm saying here?
Yeah.
I was using a vibrator for a while, but it broke.
Right.
So I just use my hand now.
Yeah. You should have got the extended warranty.
No, what do you mean it broke? What do you mean it broke?
It stopped work. Like, it was, jelly dildo, but it also vibrated, and the vibrating stopped working.
What size batteries did it take?
Two AA.
Two AA?
Yeah, two AA batteries.
That's not much. Drew, don't play stupid. You know that's not much vibrator battery.
What about it was pretty strong.
What vibrators have you? C's?
Two AA, yeah. C's a solid. C would be the standard vibrator battery, yeah.
No, it's not.
C would be the standard battery of vibrators.
Is that here?
No. Well, then mine's not standard.
Yeah, well, you had one of those jelly ones?
Yeah, it was like purple and jelly.
Yeah, that's like a dildo vibrator hybrid, like the gas electric car. It's both.
I'm a major advance in human technology.
All right. I don't know. Okay, look, if there's nothing wrong with you, but you're doing this too much, why don't you limit yourself to five times a day?
Is there alcoholism in your family? Have you been addicted to drugs yourself?
My grandmother's alcoholic. My parents aren't, though.
Have you ever had any problem with drugs or alcohol?
Nope.
Because that's another thing that can happen sometimes. The masturbation starts substituting some pharmacologic drive you had.
Well, listen, and we get into this all the time. There's a myriad of reasons why people do things. But if none of those reasons really caused you to do it, then feel free to knock it off.
Stop, to cut back. Well, just ask her if she's bogus. Just let us know.
No, I think this is real. Christina, is this bogus?
No, I'm serious.
Okay.
All right.
Rich?
Adam.
Rich, I'm reading your question or your comment here, and you make a valid point, but I'll explain why it's not valid.
Bring it up, Adam.
Go ahead.
You were at the Friars Club Rose for Hugh Hefner.
That's true.
Okay, Sarah Silverman, I don't know if they did it with editing, but she was before you, right before you.
That's true.
And you probably heard her whole set.
I did hear Sarah Silverman's whole set, but...
All right, what you said earlier in the night is that you'd never heard her ever do stand-up.
That's true.
And you were probably sitting about 3 feet from her.
Well, I was... I see the point you're trying to make, Jack Hole. I was about...
No, Drew, you know what?
I was about 12 feet from her.
I hate you, Drew, but that's besides the point.
Well, thank you. But, Liz, here's the deal. Sarah Silverman got to hear my whole set, too, but it was all Hugh Hefner roast... material. People wrote material for the Hugh Hefner roast.
Yeah.
She did not do her material. She did Hugh Hefner roast material. But I, you still have a valid point,
yeah,
or half a valid point, which is I did not see her do stand-up, but I did see her perform at the roast. But the joke that I did was not the joke that she did at the roast.
Can you humor us with the joke? Tell us what the joke was.
Oh, it was a racial joke. I'm trying to, it had to do with, her dating a guy who was, half black, half white. Yeah, half black, half white. How do you know this one?
I love stand-up.
Oh, you do? You know, well, Anderson knows the joke. How's it go? Go ahead.
All right, she's dating, people say that she's racist. She used to date a guy that was half black, half white.
Right.
But they used to fight all the time. Wait, no, hold on, I'm being...
You're doing David Alan Greer's set?
No, she says, wait, hold on, I'm being totally pessimistic. He was half white.
Oh, is that the joke?
That's the joke.
Oh, okay, yeah. That was the joke. It was like a racial joke.
It was funny.
Yeah, it was funny.
All her jokes are racist.
Oh, they are? But she didn't.
We should have her on.
Oh, well, she's good. I saw her on Greg the Bunny tonight. She's actually doing some, did a few things for Crank Yankers, our new show, which is coming out.
Which one was she on, Greg the Bunny?
She's just has a part on it. She's dark haired, like network.
She's the executive.
Executive, yeah. All right, well, anyway, she wasn't doing racial humor at the Hugh Hefner roast. I think she was doing shriveled penis humor, like everyone else was. All right, but Rich makes a valid point, which is I did see her do some form of stand-up before. Let's hear a song.
Yep.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. You queued up there, Anderson? Is this, what word is that?
Deny.
That's deny?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's how you spell deny, huh? Uh-huh. You can't articulate yourself.
I was about to say Denny,
but
that'd be
too all right. This would be deny.
The whole day wandering.
little something, little song called Denny. Little Deny from Default, who is with us tonight. We will take another call and then we'll go to break. Huh? Ann?
Yes, hi.
Hi.
Yeah, I'm a bisexual woman. Mm-hmm. I've been dating a guy for, let's say, 4 years now. Mm-hmm. And I've been thinking about bringing another woman into the relationship, have a threesome. I want to know if you guys think that's a harmful idea. Will that ruin my relationship?
Or how long have you been dating the guy?
Huh?
How long have you been dating the guy?
4 years.
To me, it just suggests you're sort of done with the relationship. Either it's getting too close and that's uncomfortable for you. You've got a way to sabotage it, or you're just plain old done and this is a way to sort of finish it off.
I don't know. No, we've talked about it several times. We fantasized it and everything. It just,
well, then that makes it okay.
If you've talked
about it.
You know, we just, we talked about it. We fantasized it during the sex. I just, worry that it might ruin it because
I've
heard.
Hey, listen, Ann, let me explain the bisexuality. This is, look, this is basically, you're an unstable person who wants to not commit one way or another to any kind of relationship, and it'll always keep you out of a serious, long-term, intimate relationship because you're bisexual. How can you stay with one sex? So this is what bisexuality is, and this is what you do. You move on. So go ahead. I mean, bring the other person in. It'll probably shake things up a little bit, but 3 years is long enough. And how can you be bisexual if you're just with one sex for 3 years? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand that. I've had sexual relationships with women and men for several years.
During the course of this relationship?
Not during this one, since 20 years old.
I know, but they all eventually have to end, because if they did not end, you would not, maintain your bisexual status.
You'd either be gay or homosexual at that point.
Would you?
Gay or heterosexual, rather.
You understand?
Yeah.
I mean, so it's kind of you're kind of screwed one way or the other, right?
Yeah, basically.
All right, well, maybe it's...
Because occasionally I do think about, like, dumping him and finding a female.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about. That's not a stable relationship.
So what happened? Anyone screw with you growing up?
My first sexual relationship was at 12 with a girl.
Hmm.
We were just more experimenting, but I liked it ever since.
Hmm.
You're a lesbian.
All right. Well, maybe it's time for you to do you get high a lot? Do you do, like, drugs?
I'm actually a 4-year recovering addict, alcoholic.
All right. Oh, alcoholic.
And you have a sponsor currently?
Yes.
And you're not on any medication?
No.
And you talk to your sponsor about these choices?
Well, I've been thinking about talking to her about this. I haven't brought it up.
All right. Well, wouldn't that be the appropriate thing to do?
Right. Well, I think it couldn't hurt.
Yeah, that's the right thing to do. This is your alcoholism is sort of figured into this too. You like a little chaos and drama, and I suspect you probably brought up in an alcoholic family. One check.
No.
Right.
I'm just I'll believe you. I don't buy bisexuality. I really don't. I just think it's a manifestation of screwed up. I really do. I know that sounds very close-minded, but it's just announcing you're bisexual and now you can just basically go have sex with who you want when you want to have it is a sort of ridiculous. I mean, I just think you should be called on it a little more. And I've never really met any bisexual that wasn't screwed up ultimately. And it wasn't that they were so sexual. It was more that they were so confused and screwed up that it just sort of manifested itself this way. And Anne sounded like a good candidate for that. And it does sound like she's gotten to the end of this relationship.
Yeah, I think that's the bottom line.
Okay. Default's our guest tonight. We will take ourselves a little break. When we come back, we'll speak to
John,
who his girlfriend likes to be choked before the orgasm after this. Hey, yo. Love line. I'm Adam. That is Dr. Drew. Dallas and Danny are both here from Default, and Bad Religion is going to be in here tomorrow night. We will power through a few more calls and start off with John, who's 18. John?
Yes.
What? Oh, yeah. The girlfriend likes you to choke her? Or?
Yeah.
Just before you have an orgasm? Or before?
Well, she does and stuff, but I think it helps her have one, too.
Does she have one?
Yeah, she does.
So
I don't know if it's, good or not or what.
Well,
I should keep doing it or anything.
More than a few people have been killed this way, right?
I guess so. I don't know, during sex, but I know people have been killed by getting choked.
Okay.
Hold on, let me get the scratch
pad down.
So you're saying, in your estimation, there have been people who have met their demise by being choked?
He's heard.
Well, not like during sex, but I know there's people that died by being choked.
All right, well,
right.
It's not a serious grip.
Right. Yeah.
It's just a little bit of pressure.
Right.
All right. Well, it
not enough to make her pass out or nothing.
It happens during sex, not infrequently. People make a mistake. And the reason people tend to like it is it's because you're cutting the blood supply off to the brain, and that biology causes a sort of a euphoria, sort of intensifies the feeling of orgasm.
But not necessarily with the women. First off, few things. You don't know when you're having an orgasm. I once crushed a cue ball in my hand, just beating off when I came. I didn't know it.
For
I shouldn't have missed. I should
just pile of dust.
It was like a odd job from the Bond film or something. I shouldn't have been beating off on the snooker table. It's a long story. I had roommates. One of them was in my room. I was looking for some open space. That's all. I was grabbing onto the cue ball.
It was fear mixed with startle mixed with orgasm.
Yeah. And it was superhuman forearm strength for masturbating so often. Holding sometimes 4 and 5 magazines in one hand. Really superhuman strength.
Move amongst them.
Yeah, like a card shark.
As you go.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. I'm fanning them. I'm looking like Marshall Brodeen with these things. Oh, does anyone get that true?
No.
You know Marshall Brodeen?
Nope.
All right. That's what I'm... Anybody, Marshall Brodeen?
No. It must be a card trick guy.
Marshall Brodeen would have been up there with Blackstone.
Right.
When I grew up, Marshall Brodeen was the mysterious magician who would offer the magic set with the wand, the hat, and the card.
Oh, my God.
Get on the computer and find Marshall Brodeen. Where are we?
Isn't it a nice guy's way Adam cracks his own ass up?
I know. But, the thing that amazes me about you, Drew, is how little of nothing you know,
yep.
if anything. So where were we?
We're
the choking. No, but here's what I wanted to say. The oxygen thing is, that's a guy thing. But for girls, there's a control thing and a rape fantasy slash simulation,
Maybe.
It's not the oxygen supply thing. That's a dude thing, I think. John?
Yeah.
Had she been raped before or ever dad been physical with her or anything like that?
She hasn't said nothing to me about it. So, and if it has, I don't really feel like bringing it up.
Right, it might interrupt the vibe.
Yeah.
Right.
And
she messed up giving him a BJ.
Right.
Another thing that's kind of weird is she says it's life mixed with death at the same time.
Yeah, you see, this is for you.
She's creepy, this one.
But that's kind of what I thought too.
Yeah, don't get her pregnant.
Well, no, definitely not.
Yeah, well, what are you doing to prevent that?
Condoms and she's on the depot.
All right, good.
Condoms, very good.
All right, let's talk to Deborah, who's 29. Deborah.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey.
I have a question for Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
I heard this a while ago. I'm not sure where. If it was like a 60 Minutes or I read it somewhere. But I heard that depending on what position you were in during sex, it could determine the sex of the child if you happen to get pregnant.
How would that work?
I don't know. I heard that depending on whether you were a missionary or the woman on top.
I promise you didn't hear about it on 60 Minutes.
Well, I didn't think it was 60 Minutes, but I don't know if I heard it on a special on television or I read it somewhere.
How could it possibly do that?
Yeah.
I mean, the sperm mates with the egg, and
it just,
does it matter how it came together?
The sperm is going up there for 3 days, Deborah. It's swimming its way up
It
there.
Doesn't remember whether it was in a cowgirl.
No, how could it possibly?
I'm not sure what you mean, it's going up there for 3 days.
The sperm to get from when the man releases it till it gets to an egg can take up to 3 days.
How would it remember what position it was in?
Yeah, you don't get pregnant the moment you're having sex. It's days later.
Well, and let me ask this. If and then, if missionary is male, and then there's, you know, is female everything else? There's a wheelbarrow?
I wasn't sure. I didn't know for sure.
Oh, okay.
It takes a couple days. The sperm makes its trip. You know, what would turkey baster be when we do artificial insemination?
What sex?
What position would that be?
Well, what position was she in when you put it in her? Yeah. I mean, she was on all fours. It would be. Would you do that? Well, that's a good question. During artificial insemination, do you put her in, you know, realistic position sexually?
Yeah. Well, if you want to pick the sex of the child, of course.
Have her go down on the turkey baster, get it going, warm it up a little bit.
Can I ask another question then?
No.
No,
one was too stupid.
No. All right, go ahead real quick.
Okay. My boyfriend, he lasts like a really long time, like a really super duper long time. And he always has, like even before he's with me, with like every woman he's been with.
Yeah.
And I was just wondering like what that could be cause for me. He has like problems reaching, you know.
No, it's just him. How long does he go for?
Like 6 hours.
Ooh. No, wait a minute.
He's never gone that long with me. That's how long he's gone with. That's his longest with someone.
What's his
with
average?
Me, it's been like a couple hours.
That's a nice conversation. Yeah. Yeah, you know, Marcia, 4 hours. It's over what I've done with you.
Is he?
Close your eyes and picture me banging the bejesus.
Well, it was funny. I've got to
picture
like
my wallet.
How is he on any medication?
Is he on any medication? No.
Okay. That's just him.
Hey, 2 hours with you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You would think he could sort of prime up a little bit to spare your mucosa.
Yeah. Prime the pump like you do with a carburetor.
Yeah.
I'll take a little semen, spit it down in my urethra, prime it up.
Light it.
Yeah, like, you know, you put a little cap full of gas in the carburetor of an old truck, try to get it going. Doesn't have to take so long to pump it up from the gas tank in the back. Times. Yeah? Drew, you want me to show you how I prime?
No, that's okay.
Prime the
penis? No. I have quite an image in my mind already.
Okay. All right. Default is our guest. We're going to take a quick break. Drew, we got to get on the computer and put in Marshall Brodeen.
Okay.
And we'll be right back after this. That's the show. A couple little pieces of business to take care of. First, tell everyone Bad Religion going to be in here tomorrow. Secondly, to thank Default and tell everyone The Fallout is the name of the CD, and you should go out and get that. And thirdly, Drew, Marshall Brodeen is who?
The TV magician was the spokesperson for Magic Cards.
Magic cards.
Magic cards.
Magic wand makes my
hey, Default, April 2nd at the Grove in Anaheim, April 3rd, Universal Amphitheater.
Yep.
April 19th, the South Illinois University Arena. May 15th, Arco Arena in Sacramento. And May 16th, Compact Center, San Jose.
And if you do not see them at all of those venues, I do not want you listening to the show again. Thanks, guys. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much for having us.
So until next time, this is Adam Kroll for Dr. Drew and Marshall Brodeen saying mahalo.
Now listen.
Hey, it's the,
listen,
you know,
listen.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Engel. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.